All right, we back at it, Homegrown Radio, Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head, in the building or on the Zoom with us right now. I'm loving the hat, man. First and foremost, I told her before we started this interview, we got Jordan Pauline in the house with us. What's going on? Shout it.
It's going good. How are you guys?
Doing pretty well. Doing pretty well. We were talking about you having a busy day and, you know, I mean, it just goes to show the work ethic. So for the people that are not familiar with Jordan Pauline, give them a breakdown who you are, where you hail from. I'm sure you did this multiple times. We're going to ask you to do it one more time for us today.
What's up? I'm Jordan Pauline. I'm from Georgetown, Guyana, but South Central native. I write and sing and do movies.
Yeah. Like it's just, you know, the side thing. Oh, yeah, I do movies too. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Multiple hats, including that one that you have on right now, man. Where does this this journey from Jordan start? Like, where did the inspirations come from? Like, for you, what was that one thing that kicked it off as far as like the spark to make you do everything that you got going on?
For sure, Beyonce, Rihanna, and Aaliyah, and Janet Jackson. I'm Miss Jackson. I love Jackson.
You not Miss Jackson. No, look, I'm just saying.
Wait till I get ripped, okay?
I'm not saying nothing about no looks, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about it's only one because there's another woman that's her. I don't want to disrespect nobody's queen, but her whole name is Miss Jackson. But it's like those of us who know about Janet, it's like there's only one real.
No, it's only one real Janet.
Yeah, like, come on, bro. Like,
have you ever met Janet Jackson?
No, I would probably, that's probably the only living celebrity that I would freak out over.
When you say freak out, let's say Janet Jackson walks in your crib right now. Like, do you completely lose your shit? Do you try to hold it together? Do you let yourself go? Like, do you kiss her? Like, what the fuck?
I'll be like, oh my God. I might cry a little bit. A little tear might shed. Like, it depends on, like, the endorphins through the day. But, like, right now, I'll be chill because I'm sleepy. I'm like, hey, Janet, you know? But, like, early on in the day, 1, 2 p.m., I'll be like, oh, my God, Janet Jackson. You know?
So you'll be giddy. You'll be giddy, but it won't be, like, an explosion of emotion.
Mm-hmm.
So you pretty much can hold it together then.
Yeah.
Is there that's your version of losing it? Like, that's your version of like,
yeah, I'm gonna shed a tear. I'll be like, Janet.
I mean, I was inspired by you. I mean,
you realize who we're talking about, Janet Jackson. Do you realize that family name has grown men passing out at concerts?
Yeah,
fainting.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what her presence is like.
I'm gonna tell you, having you know, interview Janet Jackson.
Yeah, that's a stunt right there. He was setting that up too.
Oh,
you cannot
just sit on me like that. Oh my God.
Now me meeting Janet Jackson doesn't even sound cool compared to interview.
You interviewed her?
Interviewed Janet Jackson. Now let me tell you something. I remember somebody telling me, or somebody saying that she floats above the ground. Like, she don't really walk. And I'm here to let you know that is absolute fact. She just on some like Chris Angel, David Blaine type shit. She just hover. You know how like when you play air hockey?
Mm-hmm.
That's how she walk across the shit. It's like her feet never really touch the ground. It's just like
edit.
It's crazy. And I ain't never seen no shit like that before.
You know, most people say, oh, she smells good. Nah, she got an aroma. Like,
she just like, hey, like, it's like a whole experience. It's kind of like when I first, it's like, never mind. Fuck that. But anyway.
Wait. That need to go completely.
Just pivot. Just pivot.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, Janet is amazing.
Do you think that, like, let me ask you this, okay? Because this is fun, right? Then I'll move on.
Okay.
But let's say Janet Jackson was to hear your music, right? and she was to come to you and she's like, let's say you did a concert. Now you sold out the Staples Center or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Sold out, headline, only you are on the bill, right? And then Janet Jackson walks up to you backstage and she's like, hey, look, I just want to let you know, like, I hate your music. Like, do you?
I just sound like shit.
Yeah. Do you like?
And I was like, you know.
Do you now? How do you like? How do you handle that situation? I love to hear this.
I'll be like, wow, really?
And she's like, yeah, I just can't take it. Like the sound of your voice, it makes me want to die. Like,
I'd be like, really? Like, I'll probably apologize to her.
What? No. You better ask her, hey, what song did you hear? Something, make an excuse or something.
I was like, I'm sorry.
You would apologize for your trash ass music.
Hey, man.
I'll make it better, Janet.
I'll do justice by you. I'm sorry.
Yo, that's hella funny.
I'll make it better. I really would. I'll tell her sorry.
That's funny as hell. Hey, so look, I want to get the elephant out of the room. When I first saw your stuff, it was a while ago before the homie sent it to me. But then I started, I ran through your YouTube, right? And I was like, okay, I kind of get it. It was interesting to me, but it was like, whatever. Like, I didn't care, right? Then when I came to the studio and you played me like your project and stuff like that, I was very impressed.
Thank you.
Like,
what was impressive about it though?
To be honest, I was impressed at how good it was.
So you're on an anti-Janet tip right now.
I was thinking, I mean, you know, look, here's the thing. I'm a very tough critic. I don't know if they told you already, Jordan, but I'm like a really, I'm like a very, really tough, just because I like my music how I like my food. I like it a certain way. And if you don't give it to me that way, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Because I really love food. Mm-hmm. So that being said, when I got a chance to sit down and like, and you played your music, and I kept telling you, go back to this one, go back to that one, right? I was like, damn, this shit is really good. It's kind of like when you go to a restaurant and you looking around and you don't see, you see all white people making the food, you like, oh no. Like, like, you know, like, I don't know. Everybody white? I don't know how good this food is gonna be, bro. Like, so that's kind of how I felt when I first was like trying to get acclimated to your music. And I was very impressed at how good it was.
Thank you. That means a lot. That really means a lot.
I also think that what you were able to do, a lot of people think that like the simplicity, the thing, that's what I was telling you, but I want people to know this publicly, right? But the simplicity in which you do the simple things that you do in your music is not necessarily easy to do. And I think that people underestimate how the difficulty level, how to make hard things look easy, right? And that could be a melody, it could be a run, it could be a simple ad lib, it could be different things. Because I remember Mustard went through that when he was coming up. Like, they made fun of him with the memes with the three key keyboard and like all kind of shit, right? All
his beats. Do it like him though. It's just a Mustard sound.
That's what I'm saying. And so like, but it's difficult to make things simple, if that makes sense. Yeah. And I think the simplicity in your music is what's going to allow people to really, I think the simplicity in your music was going to allow a lot of people to fuck with it at one time.
Now,
is that done purposely, or is that something you kind of started doing by accident?
It just came from me just doing it every day and just wanting to be greater, respect my craft. Like, I have the same birthday as Kobe, so like, I look up to Kobe a lot. I'm like, I gotta do great. Like, I'll be looking at his motivational speaks. Like, I can't fail Kobe. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have to push myself. Even if I like make a subpar song, I'm like, okay, next time you go to the studio, you gotta make one 10 times better than this one. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't put myself in like limiting boxes. I always just wanna elevate, get the next milestone done.
How would you describe your music? I mean, having heard it in person and being able to kind of go through tracks, but how would you describe because there's a way that somebody else receives your music, but there's another way that you may hear it or you want the fan to receive it. So how would you describe your music?
I would say I'm a trap pop artist that's Guyanese. I have a lot of aggressive beats, but my vocals are pop. And I feel like I give a nostalgic, timeless feel. So something that you could listen to years from now. Even that's why I don't even, when I put music out, I don't stress about it catching on right away because I know it's going to catch on.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Now, it's dope that you said that because a lot of people, that's what artists struggle with, right? It's gaining that confidence and, you know, impressing other people when the art of it is really for yourself. Obviously, you want fans to you know, gain notoriety or whatever the case may be, but it's really something for you. Has that always been the case, you know, starting off that way?
Yeah, because I was homeschooled, so I was sad a lot. Just no friends and stuff. So I needed some type of form of expression, you know? And I feel like music was my only friend. And I just always made music. I just always made music. Yeah.
Did you ever have an imaginary friend because you was homeschooled?
I always thought that was weird. Kids with imaginary friends, they're interesting. I don't
know. you were homeschooled since the beginning? Like you never went to a regular school?
Okay, when I came from Guyana, I went to Marie Fagan, which is like a school in the 60s. And then I ended up going to Angela Mesa into the second grade, but the kids were so mean to me that I left and was homeschooled ever since. So I didn't go to middle school, high school.
Damn.
I didn't go to elementary. Like I literally left in second grade.
Wow. That's interesting. I think your TV is still loud or something.
It is.
Yeah.
Turn the TV down.
There we go. I like that. Turn that shit off.
Turn the TV down.
Now, were they making fun of you because you came from a different country? Like, was it the accents and all that?
Yeah, and my hair wasn't done. I wasn't the normal black kid that was, you know, fresh. I was wearing, like, rags and, like, not even cute clothes. Like, I just wasn't...
Normal.
Prepared. Yeah, normal for, like, the school life in L.A.
Hey, you know what? That's probably, like, one thing that I regret growing up. Like, because I think we all had that friend. Mm-hmm. We all had that friend. And we, you know, everybody gets jokes. And we all got it. Like, I got jokes. You know, that's just what it was. But you never know how it is coming from somebody that's literally an outsider, right? I know my homeboy Niato, to this day, I feel bad. We used to all make fun of him and his brother. But it's like, damn, like, if I could go back, that would be something I would definitely do different. Because you never know, like, what somebody going through and shit.
Yeah.
I ain't got no segue to that. I was just thinking about that. You said people's making.
Hey, you had to get that off your chest.
I did,
you?
Man.
I'm sorry.
We called the homie Nappy Joe. I remember that. Like, he had a whole song for him and everything. Like,
oh my God. You know, they used to call me because my last name is Reddick. So they'd be like, Jordan has a red dick. Jordan has a red dick.
Wow.
And then they should be like, that's not fair, get that horsey back their hair. And I was fat and like they used to just really drag.
Oh, they was killing you.
Really? Yeah.
So when you was getting like the jokes, right? Did you ever, because that's what developed my mouthpiece. Like mm-hmm. that, I'm short, I'm round, I gotta have jokes. Fuck
take,
that.
Take,
like,
your I off, take your hat off so they can see. DJ Head.
You know what I'm saying? They wouldn't call me Aaron. So did that ever like sharpen your tools as far as like talking shit, or you just ran? You just fuck it. I'm out of here.
Yeah, I said fuck it. I'm out of here.
I ain't dealing with that shit.
I don't know. Them niggas is mean. Like I wasn't in school. Them kids was not nice. One kid had brought her sister up trying to jump me for no reason. I'm like, I'm in second grade. Like, I'm not even from here. Why are y'all trying to fight with me?
I'm not even from this country.
Right. I'm like, but I did have a crush on this boy named Deshaun.
And it's always a Deshaun, bro.
Right? I had a crush. It was Valentine's Day. I used to give him my lunch money or whatever. And I like went to the 99 cent store, bought $20 worth of stuff, gave it to him. And he threw my card away.
And Jordan. Let me find out you was tricking in the second grade, bro.
I was
tricking
in second grade.
Yeah.
I was. And
yeah, was she said I was. I was trying to buy my love.
When he broke my heart, I said, you know what? I got to get out of here.
School is so not when did you stop? When did you stop trying to buy love, Jordan? What age did you stop doing that?
I don't think I ever stopped.
So to this day.
You tricking?
You know, like. And I need my car note paid, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's fuck boy season. It's gonna be summer. So since it's fuck boy season, you know, you might be an enabler.
I'm a little bit of an enabler.
What's the most expensive gift you've gotten a male human?
A Gucci backpack.
Let me see. I don't know how much that. Hold on.
It was like 28. Really bad.
Woo!
Hey man.
Shit. Hey, Joel,
we come from the slums. That shit is a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
So when you bought him the Gucci backpack. After it didn't go, after it ended, because I'm assuming.
Oh, no, we're still together. No.
Okay. Oh, there it is.
Heck of oh. No, you don't trick. On the body, you don't got.
Hey, well, that's what we're trying to figure out. So, okay, you guys still. So that's it's a good end to the story.
Okay, now let me ask you this: in the event that it comes to an end and a bad end, do you want the Gucci backpack back? Mm-mm. No.
Why not?
So let me ask you this:
I'm not an giver.
Okay,
that's a derogatory slur, by the way.
Yeah, we can't say that no more. So listen,
that's a wrap.
Let me fuck that. Listen, if he were to give you a gift, right? Let's say a Bentley. I'm just randomly throwing this out there, right? Mm-hmm. If he were to give you a Bentley and y'all was to break up, and he were to ask for the Bentley back, would you look at him differently?
Hell yeah. I will hide the Bentley, first of all. Confine the Bentley. I'll say, confine it.
Hey, you ain't getting the key.
And the Bentley going to be somewhere in the garage at my auntie, cousin, uncle, parents' house, okay?
That's hella funny. Well, there it is there. Another thing that I want to... Go ahead, what'd you say? Oh, something I wanted to ask you about is Guyana, right? I'm saying it right?
Guyana, yeah.
Guyana is... It's not a lot of... I don't feel like it's a lot of artists or a lot of awareness from that specific place. Like, I mean, you have like, obviously we all know Barbados and we all know like other places, but are there any other artists that you've tapped in with that we may not be aware of?
St. John, do you know who St. John is?
Yeah.
St. John, he's a Guyanese artist, super fire. I would say Chinese Kitty is from Guyana.
Gotcha.
I haven't tapped in with her, but I know she's from Guyana.
Is there like a camaraderie? Like, let's say you and St. John, is that like a thing? You know how like some artists like,
I'm working on that.
Okay, for sure. Cause I know like certain artists that are from certain places, like you might have two Jamaican artists and they're in the States doing their thing. They might like, oh, let's link up and do our thing. Cause it's a camaraderie there.
I think people tend to be like, okay, I'm working with this person and she's not here yet, so I have to be, you know, type ordeal.
Gotcha.
But now that it's like I'm not stopping, I'm getting my, you know, people are like, okay, the vision is different, so now everybody's coming to work with me. I did hit up St. John about like 3 months ago, 4 months ago. He was like, yeah, do something with me. Now he's like, okay, now I'll really do something with you. You know,
right.
Yeah, so it's like,
oh, I see.
I have to change the narrative a little bit.
I feel you. You just got to heat up. Do you now? Also, this is something that when I saw this, I'm not going to lie to you. I was like, you got to explain this shit to me. Jordan Pauline.
Yes.
The Black Madonna.
Yes.
Okay, so. When you say that, I know you saying it with respect, but you see how somebody could probably interpretate that as disrespect or.
I don't see how disrespect.
I mean, I just admire Madonna for her sexuality and just, you know, saying F the, you know, and doing what she does, going on stage, wearing lingerie on stage, her lyrics, her freedom as an artist. She really did open a door for a lot of people to talk about sex and, well, everybody was really talking about sex if you really listen to the lyrics, but she was really raunchy with it and came out and put a
she was humping the stage.
Yeah, she opened that door for a little more freedom in the industry, you know? That's why I admire Madonna.
Do you think that, like, because I always look at, like, and the reason why I brought this up is because I look at it like a race thing. And I know people are like, oh, it's the race card.
I said that, yeah.
But it's like, bro, like, Madonna was, like he said, she was humping this, she was doing all this wild shit. And then you get Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion on the Grammy performance, and their performance was provocative, right? But it's like, do you understand, like, the music, like you said, the lyrics that we're listening to back in the day, or even some of the performances that we have seen from people like Madonna? So do you look at that as the same, or you look at that as different?
Like, Cardi B and Megan are revolutionary in their own way.
Right.
I don't look up to them in any way, but I don't know. Like, I don't even know how to answer this question. But
no, I'm just asking because you said Madonna was like, she was very overt and out and extroverted with her sexuality. She was very raunchy. She was unapologetic about anything she was doing.
Yeah.
And I feel like she kind of got a pass. She got heat for it. Don't get me wrong. But now you see all of this quote unquote cancel culture, and it's aimed at people who are people of color.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Have you experienced that with some of your videos? Because I had to check.
Yes. Huh? Somebody reported me. I have a NC-17 on my YouTube. I saw porn. My videos are categorized as soft porn, and I don't even do anything in my videos.
Wait. So you don't do that? They do that?
They did that. I think somebody out of labels, one of the little copycat girls, reported me. And yeah.
Because I know, like, one of your videos, I got to log in and prove that I'm an adult in order to watch it.
I was 2 clicks to get to it.
Yeah. So once I log in and prove that I'm a grown ass man who pays my own bills and shit, I can watch the video. Mm-hmm. They do that on their end. Like once it's up, you just upload it regular and then they go in and flag it, or somebody had to report it for that to happen.
Somebody reported or flagged me.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's no way to find out who told on you.
Get the IP address.
You've been trying to figure it out. But my YouTube's under investigation for soft porn. I supposedly do hate speeches. And I'm like, who is reporting me saying I do hate? I don't speak bad on anybody. Like, they just, somebody's out there and I rebuke them or bind them. Just trying to stop this, but they ain't gonna stop it.
We did call somebody an Indian giver. No, I'm not gonna
choose. Did you? That's crazy. I didn't know that. So your whole YouTube is rated NC-17.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I ain't never heard of that, to be honest.
Right? With you. I was like, what? And I'm like, WAP is like, you could watch WAP. Like, she's tonguing a whole woman. Like, but my video that's not even showing booty is reported as soft porn.
Do you feel like there's anything that's off limits when it comes to your music?
I really like exploring. I don't like talking about demons and depression, though. I don't know how people be talking about, oh, I'm fighting a demon. I'm like, no. Yeah.
But that's off limits.
That's off limits for me.
Yeah. Is it because you don't want to, like, to invite that shit in, or is it like you just want to stay all the way away from it?
That and words are powerful.
Very true. Very true.
Yeah.
Definitely understand that.
Do you go ahead.
I was gonna say, I'm very fascinated the fact that you started at an early age. And I think we were talking about kind of being comfortable with your craft, and that probably comes with him talking about making things simple because it comes from that confidence. I don't know. I like the idea of people starting something at an early age. Has it always been that road of like, I'm gonna be an entertainer, singer, songwriter, like from that lane? It was nothing like at age 10, I knew I love radio, but I also wanted to be an astronaut, right? So it was like, I had other things that I wanted to do. Was the entertainment field the only thing?
It's the only thing I'm good at. I'm putting all my chips in.
Yeah.
All my chips in. That's it. That's it. My whole life, I came out my mama vagina singing like, ha, ha, he, he, and put me on stage. Like, I had to prove myself, fight a good fight. This is it. Yeah, to Michael Jackson.
I know words are powerful. Look, I know words are powerful, and I don't want to dwell on it, but if the music thing wasn't it, what do you see yourself doing? What could you see yourself doing if this didn't pan out?
I'll probably go full into philanthropy. I'll probably move to South Africa or something and like really be one of those charitable Peace Corps people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really, that like that deep into it, living, building houses and things of that nature?
You know, I'm gonna do that,
but like, if that was like, I would really just like, you know, go off the grid. I wouldn't have Instagram, nothing, just be helping people.
You probably would be hard pressed to find a Gucci backpack over there somewhere. So
Yeah.
It might be difficult.
Yeah. I will just send the Gucci backpacks from
you gotta find young African men to trick on. Like it was, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you think that, like, okay, you said philanthropy, which is dope, because obviously that's about helping people and doing that work. I always see these things when people talk about how they hate when people film themselves doing good deeds. And you just said you would go off the grid, you wouldn't have Instagram, and you would just be helping people. Do you think it's corny when people film themselves, like helping the homeless and doing good deeds?
It depends on the circumstance. Like, if it's a homeless person at a gas station and you're giving them money, you don't need to pull your camera out. You know what I'm saying? But I just saw a video of, they found a hidden village. I forgot the country. But it's all these people that were off the grid, not even accounted for, literally struggling, like, terrible, like, hungry, no clothes, sleeping on wood as beds. Like, that's what their normal was. And somebody taped it and showed everybody. And now, like, they raised $100,000. Actually, I'm getting into that. I'm going to donate. But, yeah, it's a whole village of people. Like, you need to see that. Because, like, you didn't even know about this. Like, you didn't know. Like, it just makes you more grateful for what we have.
I
didn't
have, I agree,
cotton. Like, they're dressing in wool and, like, wood, the little tiny wood strings, and they stitch it as clothes. Like, that's not comfortable.
No, I agree with you. I think that, and I learned this lesson from Roddy Rich. He the one who taught me this lesson as far as like showcasing good deeds and stuff like that. I don't think it's corny because I think it brings awareness and it motivates other people to do, you know, those types of things, even if they're doing it for clout. Like if I'm hungry and I'm in a, like you said, if I'm in a village and I'm starving, my whole family is fucked up, I don't care why you're helping me.
Right.
I just need help. So at that point, if you're doing it for internet clout, thank you. Get your clout, but give me some food. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I'm curious as to what's up with this album. What's up with the music? Because Head said it, there's a whole body of music and he's loving hearing this, loving hearing that. What's up with the music? Are we dropping an album? What's going on?
Last Song's About Nobody, EP, May 21st.
Oh, we got a date.
Yeah.
Thank God. I'm so glad because a lot of times we do these interviews, it's like, oh yeah, we're working on it. It's happening. We a damn on date.
Oh, yeah.
May 21st. No pushbacks.
Ready for now.
Give them the name one more time.
Love Songs About Nobody.
Love Songs About Nobody.
That's the same thing I said. I repeated it back when she said it to me.
You're singing love songs about somebody.
That's what I said.
Somebody got a Gucci.
Gucci backpack.
Somebody got a Gucci backpack. That's love right there. That may be a little tricky.
Why
love songs about nobody? Because that's...
Yeah. Because I came up with that title when I was 10 and I wrote it in like my journal of album titles. I have like 8 album titles, like sequels. But that's the first one. And I feel like I should just go with it because it stuck with me for so long and it's still relevant. Like it could still go. So.
Yeah, you... Even if it's not true.
Exactly.
When you said you do have a significant other, do you, is that like a, Is that like a hard thing to do and balance within, especially within the kind of, you know, videos you make with your NC-17 YouTube and all? Like, is there ever a discussion about your content or, you know, your photos?
I think right now it's just a fully understandable thing. I am very vocal. I let people know they're not going to get away with anything going on with me, my dreams. So yeah, he understands what a girl got to do what I got to do. You know what I'm saying?
So would you, or have you, or is there a Jordan Pauline OnlyFans?
No, I did make OnlyFans to support my friend's OnlyFans, but got on it. But I think I'm going to get on it. But I'm interested in seeing some of these videos. It's going crazy on there right now, supposedly.
I subscribed to OnlyFans just recently, and I made a whole account and everything just to see this one person because I didn't believe that it was actually her. And then once I confirmed that it was her with these the videos are incredible though. But once I did confirm that it was her, I did go ahead and report that as fraud on my credit card.
Oh.
So, you know, there's that.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo, I felt that.
Hey, you feel me? Like, it was just a proof of life. Like, oh.
All right, I've seen it. Yeah.
That's
OnlyFans, what is that?
That's crazy.
That's crazy. I know exactly what tattoo that is. That's crazy.
Hey.
Let me just screen record this real quick.
When did you say your page got reported?
Like, when was that? March.
March? That's crazy. What was you in the studio with her at?
Shut the fuck up. That's I didn't report her page.
That's crazy. You were like around March, right?
Listen, I'm a fan. I wouldn't report her shit. I would. I won't, you know.
The world needs to see this.
West Coast. So let me ask you this. As far as the creative process, I remember talking to you a little bit about it in the studio, but the love songs about nobody, that's interesting. But then the NC-17 content, the Madonna influence, the pop sound, the trap beats. What, if you had to pick three words to describe who you are as an artist, what would it be?
As in three words, as in like...
Any three words to describe Jordan Pauline as an artist.
Don't say trap, pop, or soul.
Yeah, none of the other previous words. Just three adjectives.
He's like, fuck!
I can't say trap, pop, artist, that's good.
No.
Hey, you know what it is? We do this long enough, we know what we know what the default answer is.
Ooh.
Go ahead.
Nostalgic.
Okay.
Timeless. And revolutionary.
Revolutionary. That's a first. That's a first.
I told you I'm putting all my chips in, didn't I?
Going for it. Going for it.
Yeah. I'm putting all my chips in.
Okay. Now, Jordan Pauline, the Black Madonna, that's music. That's a musical influence. It also, you also an actress. So what are your acting influences? Who are those people?
Donna was an actress also.
I love Scarlett Johansson. I know she's a YT, but I love my Scarlett. She's invited to the cookout.
Yeah, right? I fuck with Scarlett.
Spike Lee and Halle Berry.
Spike Lee as an actor?
Oh, no.
It's like, what?
Wait a second. Hold on.
Spike goes, hey, fuck you, Jordan.
you never hear that. You know, I really love McDonald's. What do you like at McDonald's? The kale bowl. I love the kale bowl. At McDonald's?
If I name three YT records.
Hey, it is what it is.
Okay. I like Angelina a lot.
Me too.
I love Angelina. She's fire.
She's fire.
And the guy from Get Out with the big eyes.
Daniel Kaluuya? The black dude or the white dude?
The black one.
Oh yeah, Daniel Kaluuya.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fuck with him. I like him. Hey. Now, if you go ahead. Sorry.
No, because I got something else.
Oh no, I was gonna ask. What about if there was a movie role for you, right? Somebody like Spike Lee approached you with a role, and the role involved like nudity and like a sex scene and all that. Are you down to do that? Like, as obviously in a movie, not like OnlyFans shit, but
yeah, I'll do it. I need just 2 months of training.
Oh, you want to whip? You want to make
sure I'm the finest in this movie. But I'm gonna show some ass. I'm gonna show some ass.
Like, it's gotta look right.
I'll make sure it's the best movie ass. Cause
it's the best movie ass. That ain't no stunt ass. Halle Berry,
that's my ass. that nudity scene that she did, I don't even remember the movie, but it was like iconic. It's like
her Grammy. Grammy got her Oscar.
Who? Who?
Holly.
Oh, Monsters Ball.
Yeah.
With Billy Bob Thornton. Yes, sir.
That's not a real person. Hey, so we do this thing called Curbside Confessions. Jordan Pauley, Curbside Confessions, crazy story that you've had in a Lyft or Uber, or do you have a story in an Uber or a Lyft, a crazy story?
Oh my God, yes. It's a taxi cab.
That's cool.
What happened?
And I was in New York, and I decided to go off the grid and go make my friends without my mom. And the taxi driver tried to kidnap me. Yes. So I hopped out. I almost got hit by a bus. Then he socks me in my face. This all happened like last year, guys.
What? Wait. Wait a minute. Did you?
Yeah. Wait.
So you was solo?
I was solo. I was going to go link some friends in New York. I take the subway. Like, I don't know how New York works. So I'm like, okay, let me take a taxi cab.
Yeah.
The guy, I was like, my friend was going to pay for the taxi because he didn't take a card or some shit. So I'm like, okay, cool. They're on the way. He's like, I have to go right now. I'm like, okay, they're about to be here in like 2 minutes. 2 minutes ago, they're not here yet. So he's like, I'm kidnapping you. I'm like, what? So I tried to hop out the car.
Did he use the word kidnap?
Yeah, he was like, I'm like, can you stop? Like, where are you going? He's like, don't worry about it. What do you mean, don't worry about it? I'm in the back of your car. Like, what do you mean? Crazy. I literally tried to hop out the car. A bus is driving as I'm trying to hop out. Almost got hit by this bus. He stops the car in the middle of the fucking street in New York. Mad cars is driving by. He gets me, try to throw me back in the car, socks me in my face. And then my friends pull up and then we like stopped it. And then thank you to whoever this man is, because he was a really nice man. He came and he broke it up and he like pushed him off me. He's like, what are you doing? It was like a movie. It was crazy. And then the police came and I did a report, all type of stuff. It was a lot. But
that what the fuck?
Yeah. We've been doing this for about three, four years. That's the wildest story we've ever
had. That's the wildest one.
Hey, yeah.
He was like, oh yeah, no, this shit happened last year.
I was so terrified. I was like, never again.
So does that
ever take a taxi again?
I was gonna say, does that keep you from doing the whole curbside Uber, Lyft, any of that?
I don't do them.
Wow.
Not anymore.
Wow. All right. So we spoke on words being powerful, you know what I'm saying? Speaking things into existence. We do this and we have a really good time kind of seeing how this plays out. The year can't end without Jordan Pauline doing what? What's one thing that's on your bucket list? One thing that you think it can be music? Does it have to be music? Just one thing that you just have on your list?
Be in a couple of action trilogies as a villain or superhero. I need to get TV shows and movies I wrote out, but I'm not going to be in it. Whole new cast, star actors. Some new ones too. And
hey, I do have another question for you. When it comes to your art, right? And you was talking about like the whole Madonna influence and the sexuality and stuff. Where do you get your sexuality from? Being as though that you were homeschooled, so you weren't exposed to a lot from other kids and stuff. That's like a good that.
Question. I don't know where I got my sexuality from.
TV. My mom
is conservative. My sister is a wild one, but my family is very conservative. And I lost a bunch of weight and I said, you know what? Y'all not gonna call me ugly no more.
Mm.
So for you, how big is this, like, no pun intended, for you to be like, this is a big fuck you to everybody that made fun of me, you know, I've glowed up, I'm doing my thing, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, doing, you know, accomplishing my dreams right now.
At first it was like for every, like it wasn't for everybody, but at first it did feel good to be like, yeah, I'm doing it, fuck everybody. But now I'm really just doing it because I want a better life for myself and my family. Like, I'm just like, now I'm just grateful I'm even in this space. I'm like, wow, like, you know, yeah. I don't even care about the noise. I'm just like, as long as this inner peace is going and I'm still waking up every day doing what I love, I'm doing a great job. Because yeah, like, we can't live our life worrying about what people think of us, because my kingdom is set up in heaven already. I don't gotta talk to none of y'all, none of these people, all these haters, like, you know. So like, I don't know. I'm happy I've gotten that peace though, because at first I was like, and it was a little bit aggressive, you know? Like, you don't want to be like, oh, she's saying fuck these people all the time. Cause at first I was like, yeah, I'm doing it. Fuck y'all niggas. Y'all gonna see me win regardless. But now I'm just like, not even for y'all, it's for, you know?
How did you get to the turning point?
This quarantine helped me a lot. I grew a lot spiritually and mentally, and just tunnel vision, just really putting in perspective what it is I want, what it is I want to be perceived as, what it is my true mission, you know? Like, a lot of people are just doing it for the right now, the clout. I'm doing it for longevity. Like, you know, that's what really put it in perspective for me.
Now, last thing for me, if you could talk to the 10-year-old Jordan, what would be that message you would give to her?
Girl, stay in the gym.
hey, put that shit down.
Because honestly, if you stick to working out for a whole year, just 1 year, your body is crazy. So I just wish I stayed completely consistent. Even though I'm consistent.
You mean FaceTiming yourself at 10? Like, look, stop eating all them goddamn honey buns.
Mm-hmm. I did
eat the fucking honey buns. Shit up, right?
Oh my God. Yeah.
All right. So May 21st, the project comes at the EP.
Mm-hmm.
Love Songs About Nobody. Will we find out who this nobody is? No, I'm playing. I'm joking.
No, maybe album mode. This is literally my EP. Like, yeah. Wait till y'all hear album mode. Album Dre. Oh. And my favorite songwriter, I just got access to him, Ryan Tedder.
Word.
You guys know who Ryan Tedder is?
Yeah, I know who he is by name, but not, I don't know him. But
Former Public.
I know he is by name for sure.
I apologize.
That's that pop shit.
Like, pop shit. Yeah.
Is there anybody that you want to work with as far as like another artist that you have that like is on the wish list like tomorrow? Not a songwriter. I'm talking about a full artist like collaboration.
Pharrell, Nicki Minaj.
I can see that.
And Rihanna, my kins. Rihanna's Barbados, Nicki's Trinidad.
I heard the Trinidad accent too.
I could see that in the near future for you.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
How disappointing would it be if you met these two artists and they just, you know, they say you shouldn't meet your idols.
And I met Rihanna.
You met both of them?
Three times.
You met them?
And I met Nicki once. I was in her section at Coachella. She was like, who is this little bitch in my section?
Yeah. I got a wristband, nigga.
It's me. I'm your friend. Like, no, yeah, Nicki. And she's so tiny and like so cute. I was like, oh my God, Nicki. But I was in her section. She was looking at me like, who is this bitch in my section?
you go know soon. You go know soon. You know. So, yeah. But it wouldn't throw you off if they were like off putting the, you know, on a personal level. Like, let's just say they were nasty to you or whatever. Would you hold that against them, or would you be like, oh, I'm gonna just chalk it up as that one experience?
Honestly, people take out of context that these superstar celebrities have a lot on their plate and they're human. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people be having bad little days, but I'm not justifying like being an asshole, but I will like give them the benefit of the doubt. Like, if I met them three times and all three times they were mean to me, I'll be like, okay,
that's them.
You got a problem. Like, you need to go pray, get that together, because why are you just mean to people? But if it's like one day and they're just having like a little off day, probably didn't get to sleep, or like, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna leave you alone.
All right, I'm done.
Yeah.
Jordan, Pauline, man, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Is there anything else you want to tell people? How can they follow you? How can they get in contact with you and obviously support the project when it drops?
Ooh, you can follow me on Instagram at Jordan Pauline, JourDin.
Do I have to like prove that I'm 18 to follow you on Instagram?
No, actually, you can just follow me.
But she none of them goddamn messages. She got 500,000 followers and shit. She out here.
I actually check my messages.
Really?
Yeah, I'm very interactive with people that support me. But if you don't support me, I'm not going to talk to you.
Okay, that's open up a whole new line of questions. I'll say that for the next conversation. We appreciate you. Go get some
sleep. I do need to be 18 to see this shit, for sure.
Stop. You seen the font? You seen the font magazine? I just posted it. It's stupid.
Jordan, thank you so much for the conversation. Look forward to the project. Keep doing your thing, and we'll have a conversation soon again. All right.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. It's Homegrown Radio, Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head, and Jordan Pauline. We'll catch y'all next time.